Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about our progression, my wife and I, our progression as real estate investors over the past 9 years, and some of the things that I've gone through, some things I've noticed, some of the things I've gleaned from talking with other investors, friends that are investors. And here's the thing, as you go through your progression as a real estate investor, you're going to have any number of, well, I guess what I'm going to call aha moments, times when things just click into place, right? You've heard that term, aha moment. What is that? Merriam-Webster, go to the dictionary, defines that as a moment of sudden realization, maybe inspiration, insight, recognition, or comprehension. And just to give you an example from my daily life, just yesterday, this happened. I was at the park. My son, the guy, 4-year-old, he loves to swing. And so far, his entire life, how's this gone? Daddy, push me. Push me higher. Push me faster. Don't stop. Don't stop. Come back. Push. Guy loves to swing, and I've been trying to teach him how to pump his legs so he can be self-propelled, so I can step away, perhaps. He could do this for hours, pointed to the kids next door. Look how they're doing it. Gotten on the swing myself and shown him, and he's tried, just hasn't quite clicked. Well, yesterday he had that aha moment. His body, his legs, his arms, they were all moving in conjunction the way they should. He got it, and he just swung forever. We were both elated. That was his aha moment. And we have those as real estate investors as well. Now, a lot of these aha moments in real estate investing, they're not surprises. They shouldn't be anyhow if you've gotten a proper education, you know, worked with a good mentor. In that case, you've been prepared. You know, these ideas, they've typically been discussed. But, you know, sometimes it just takes experiencing that thing for yourself for it to finally click into place. Pump your legs, lean back in the swing, son. Well, finally, he got it. It clicked into place. And then that'll happen with you as well. Now, you've got to dive in. You've got to dive into your education. And as you go through that education, you'll experience some aha moments there as just part of that discussion. And of course, you want to build out your network. I mentioned talking with other investor buddies. Well, talking to those other investors, that will open your eyes. That will give you that insight, that recognition or comprehension on whatever topic it is. And of course, you've got to get experience. You got to get out there and build some experience. But in order to do that, you also have to take action. You're not going to have any aha moments just sitting at home doing the same old, same old. Okay. What I want to do today is just talk through some of those aha moments that you may have as you progress through real estate investing. You know, and again, these are things that my wife and I have experienced, other investors that I've spoken with have experienced. But again, remember, it's not going to help you if you don't take action. And a lot of action to be had. We're going to get into one topic here real quick in particular. If you have any questions today on this topic or anything else, tax protest, it's coming up. You can give me a call here in the studio. It's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email if you're feeling shy to askandy@luinc.com. So one aha moment that I hope you experience very soon, or maybe you already have, is that protesting your property taxes is not that hard. At least filing the protest is very, very easy. And I bring this up. Today is Sunday, May 16th. Normally, the deadline is the 15th, which was a Saturday. So they pushed it back a couple of days. The deadline is tomorrow. If you're listening to me in Dallas County, Tarrant County, most counties around Texas, the deadline is tomorrow to get that filed. So get that done. Now, there are a few counties I've mentioned earlier on the program, other shows, that are a little bit behind. Denton County just released their values in the past couple of days. So I'll have 30 days from that released to me of the new valuation to protest. But tomorrow's it. So get it done. And I'll tell you, we have gotten it done. One protest is done. I mentioned again on earlier shows, I had one property. They took me up 100%. That's doubling the value. That does not stand. So I went down. This was not in the main four counties of Dallas-Fort Worth. It's a little bit outside in a rural area. And I went down there, had some business out there anyhow, and went to the appraisal district and settled informally with the appraiser. I'd already filed online a couple weeks back. You know, a few days later, posted the pictures I wanted to share, the comps that I thought were relevant. And they scheduled a hearing with the appraisal review board for June 3rd. Now, I could have just waited the next couple weeks and gone into that ARB hearing, the appraisal review board. That's easy enough. But I always like to go in and do an informal hearing as well. Nowadays, you may be doing that over the phone. It's going to vary by county with respect to the pandemic. But this county was open for business. So I went in there and sat down with one of the appraisers. It was easy. It was a conversation. And she did a lot of the work. She had two giant screens up, monitors on her desk with aerial shots of the property and my old pics from 2016. I guess the last time I sent in pictures, and she said, you know, those are old. That's why we took your value up. Well, I said, here are my new ones. Okay, great. That's all they wanted to see. I got a $27,000 reduction in value, which saves me about $600. Okay, so that's what's at stake. You're protecting your cash flow as a real estate investor, so you do want to be sure to file those protests, and you'll have that aha moment. It's not that hard. Now, sometimes you may get an appraiser that's going to push back a little bit. You may have to have a more strict dialogue with them when it comes to that conversation. And I mentioned Denton County has finally released their values. I'm not sure what the exact deadline for that protest will be. I'll need to see my notice in the mail, but they weren't too rough on me this year. 4% to 8% increase. One property, they actually left the land value flat, took the structure up about $10,000. So, you know, the quick math that I apply when I'm thinking about this, it's, you know, tax rate on average across the Metroplex going to be around 2.5%. $10,000 increase in value, well, that's $250 in taxes that I'll have additional this year. Am I going to protest that? You know it. It's easy enough. Get out there and do it tomorrow. For most of you, tomorrow is your final day. Stick around. We're going to get into some more of those aha moments when we come back.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for listening today. We're talking about those aha moments that we have had as we've progressed through our career as real estate investors. And if you've had any of interest, send me an email. Let me know what that is. Ask Andy at LUINC.com. I'd be curious to hear what that aha moment was for you. And if you've got any questions today, you can give me a call here in the studio. The number is 855-497-4335. And just ahead of the break, I told you one aha moment that I hope you already had is how easy it is to go out and file to protest your property taxes, whether it's your homestead, meaning your personal residence where you live, or any of your rental properties. I've done that already. Actually went down, did the informal hearing already, and got a lower valuation. Was happy with the results there. Saved ourselves $600 just on that one property. Imagine if you do that across 10, 20. That's significant savings. I also want to point out something. I got an email earlier from a listener concerning Texas House Bill 2311. So the Texas legislators in session, they do that every 2 years. And there's a bill that they are considering. I just did some quick research. Again, House Bill 2311 that concerns property tax. And what they're seeking to do with this particular bill is reduce the allowance or the amount that a county appraisal district can increase your value from year to year if you're homestead. Right now, the max, if you have a homestead exemption, they can't take you up more than 10% per year. They want to reduce that to 5%. Now, that's great. That doesn't help me as a rental property owner. However, the bill also wants to limit the amount that they can increase the valuations on rental properties. They're understanding, I think, finally, and this points to the show we did last week that talked about inflation, affordable housing, and the way that the property taxes are shooting up. Because when they shoot up like that, if I can't get that value reduced when I have my lease renewal, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to pass that through. As much as I think that resident can bear, and with the way that rents are up right now, the market can bear those increases. The family may choose to move out, but there is a big impact on affordable housing. And House Bill 2311, again, that's here in the Texas legislature, seeks to address that. If you want to have some influence, reach out to your local legislator and let them know we need this to go through. We, the homeowners, as well as our resident base, this will help them out tremendously. So again, go get those tax protests filed. Tomorrow is your deadline. Now, I want to bring up something else. If you catch this show exclusively on Sunday, I want you to be sure and go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. And aside from the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, Del Walmsley, who founded Lifestyles over 30 years ago, he does a radio show during the week, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. You can link to that live show there at our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. And you can also catch the past radio shows as podcasts. And I bring this up because Dell does a show on Tuesdays called Tell Dell. And he brings in members from the Lifestyles Unlimited base. These may be apartment investors that are lead investors syndicating those deals. These may be passive investors that are just putting their money into the pot, kicking back and enjoying the lifestyle, collecting that mailbox money. Or these may be single family investors, but he brings on investors on Tuesdays. And a common question that he asks during that show is, what were some of those aha moments that you had when you first went to our 2-day financial freedom seminar? And it's interesting. You hear a lot of the same replies. They cover a lot of the same territory across the investor base. And also very interesting. Now, if you don't know anything about our 2-day seminar, it's 2 days. It's 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday, traditionally. Okay. When we did those live and in person, guess what? We're back doing those live and in person. David Fisher is in Phoenix, Arizona right now on day two of that 2-day financial freedom seminar, talking about apartments right now. We're back live. I was looking at the calendar. In fact, for June here in Texas, we're going to have those going live as well. Our single family, multifamily road trips live, case studies as well. But back to the 2-day, day one, 8 hours is devoted to learning about becoming an investor in single family houses. Now, if you're new to the program, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. And for the past 9 years, that's predominantly what my wife and I have done is bought and rehabbed and rented single family houses. That's what we talked about on day one. People go into that and they have a lot of aha moments that they take away. But here's the clincher. They come back for day two. On day two, we talk for 8 hours about multifamily apartment investing. That's really where the light bulbs start to go off. Day two, that seminar is it's truly eye-opening on many levels, among other things. Broadly, when you go to that seminar, it's going to challenge your conventional thinking around retirement. Okay, a lot of big aha moments there. And if you are focused on single family, like my wife and I were, a lot of aha moments there. How do the numbers work? Hard money, what is that? buying with a construction loan, essentially, how the leasing process works and how quickly it can actually go, and the general progression. Lots there. But then you get to day two, multifamily investing. Big, big eye-opener for a lot of people is the simple fact, I can be an apartment investor? That is a big aha moment. People think that these are institutional investors that are buying those apartment complexes out there. These are those big REITs, real estate investment trusts, that sort of hedge fund operation. Not at all. I mean, yes, they do invest, of course, but you can do it too. And we do that through our syndications. Our lead investors put together deals with like-minded individuals. Since we started our single family investing track, we have gotten into multifamily as well. Not as an active investor, but as a passive investor. We pool our money. We are investors in apartments as well. You can do that. You can be passive. Like I said, fully hands off. Enjoy that mailbox money. And interestingly as well, it can be for far less cash out of pocket than you might think. You may be sitting there thinking, yeah, okay, fine, but you're still going to be looking for, what, a couple $100,000 to get into this deal. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Last deal we did, $25,000 into the deal. And a lot of lead investors that put these deals together, they think back to when they were where you're sitting now, nervous, afraid to commit a lot of cash into a deal, not sure about it, maybe don't have a lot of cash to commit into the deal. And what did they do? They put as little as they could into the deal. And these guys will leave slots open for newer investors. I've seen as little as $10,000 to get into an apartment deal and start to build that experience and start to get comfortable with that process and start to get those aha moments as an investor as well, as you talk with your peer investors that are in that deal. So during that 2-day, a lot of aha moments around apartments. The valuation of apartments, by the way, is tremendous. So if I think back to my single family portfolio, my values are solely dependent on what's happening in the market around me. Yes, the market's up strongly right now. Good for me, but I have no control. Apartments, that's a business. It's based on the cash flow. You can increase your revenues in a multitude of ways. Higher rents, pet fees, rubbing back or prorating those master metered water bills to your residents, pest control, etc., cutting back on expenses. There's real power to create wealth because when you do that, your net cash flow, your net operating income goes up. And that is what the business is based on, is valued on. Big eye-opener for a lot of people. And like I said, the 2 days going on live and in person right now in Phoenix, Arizona. And I guarantee you there's a lot of aha moments going on in that room right now. Now, you can also do it online. We do still have our online option, 2-day, 4-day even. And I'll tell you where you can go to learn more about that when we come back from the break. So stay tuned.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you've got questions today, give me a call. Number here is 855-497-4335 or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking today about some aha moments that I've had, fellow investors have had, things we've realized as real estate investors as we've gone through our progression, right? We all start somewhere, that first house, maybe that first apartment building, and we grow. And as we grow, we learn new things and our eyes are open. We talk to new people and our eyes are open. We have new insights. We have those aha moments. And for a lot of people, that truly begins at our financial freedom seminar. I know my wife and I, we went out to the free workshop years ago. This was back in 2012, and went and did the 2-day session with Dell in it was in March of 2012. And my eyes were fully opened. And if you want to learn more about that program, I want you to check out a website called, it's Financial Freedom Livestream, all written together, financialfreedomlivestream.com. You can learn broadly about the Financial Freedom Program, some of the benefits there, like our vendor program, our vendor hub, which is a great place where I go to get any new vendor I may need, but also about our 2-day. So when you register, that gives you access to the 2-day for as many times as you want to go. Keep having those aha moments like we were talking about. And right now, very, very good deal. Membership is regularly $740 for 2 years, for a 2-year membership. That's a great deal by itself. When we joined, it was $500 for 1 year back 9 years ago. But that's been discounted. So there's a promo code if you want to sign up for that 2-year membership. Promo code is SAVEBIG, all caps written together, SAVEBIG, and that will discount that for 2 years to just $297. Very, very good deal. So get in there, get those aha moments, get those juices flowing. Like I said, we're starting to do those live and in person. David Fisher is out there in Phoenix, Arizona right now doing a live session. If you're on the West Coast and you want to get involved, Phoenix, Arizona, we opened a brick and mortar office there pre-pandemic. Well, we're kicking the ball off there right now. Get on over there. If you're in the Texas area or outside of the state, come to Texas. We've got those. We do those here in our Dallas offices, San Antonio, or Central Texas offices, and in Houston, of course. And again, looking at the June calendar, we've got those coming up. Now, if you don't want to come do those live and in person, I did one last year. I sat through the equivalent of the 2-day, which was over 4 days in the evening. Very, very convenient for my schedule. Took some refreshers, you know, had some eye-opening moments, because guess what? The markets, they change. Things evolve. You want to stay connected with that. So you can do that live from the comfort of your home as well. But get involved. It's a very, very good way to start to understand real estate investing, both from the single family perspective. And here's the interesting thing. A lot of people are like my wife and I, they get involved thinking, I want to do the house thing, maybe because they've watched too much HGTV. So they go into that first day session talking about single family, lots of eye openers there, but then they come back for day two, multifamily. That's where the real big aha moments come for a lot of people. And they say, forget the single family. Andy, I get it. You kept going. You said, I want to do this thing. And we did. But a lot of people will then shift their direction altogether and get into that passive investing, or maybe become lead investors in apartments. And a very big aha moment for a lot of people, whether you go down the single family track or the apartment track, a very big aha moment for a lot of people that come to this event, to this 2-day financial freedom seminar, or maybe come out to our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I'll tell you about that here in just a minute. Maybe you're just talking with other investors, but a big aha moment for a lot of people is finally understanding that the conventional path to retirement that everybody else follows and that you're currently on, it's not the only way. What is that path? You know, you've heard it before. Go to school, get good grades so that you can get into a good college, start to accrue that student loan debt. Hey, maybe the president's going to waive some of that. I don't know. Again, get good grades so you can get a good job, so you can work for 30 or 40 or 50 years, maybe longer. Retire when your body's breaking down, and then hope that you die before you run out of money. But there is an alternative. Become real estate retired. And that 2-day seminar, talking to investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, coming to the case studies, coming to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, that exposes you to an alternative, which is the passive investing that we do with real estate. It has retired thousands of Lifestyles Unlimited members. Big, big aha moment. Now, I mentioned just a moment ago the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Let me touch on that just quickly, because that's an event you're not going to want to miss. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth. This year, it's going to be in my backyard. It's at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. It's going to be Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. That is a great place to go, again, to get a lot more of those aha moments. There are a lot of breakout sessions you can go to. Del Walmsley will give the keynote speech, talk about the market, things he's seeing coming down the pike for us. A lot of eye-opening events. So you want to get there. Now, I mentioned the Financial Freedom Seminar Program. I'm going to come back to that. If you are a member, that gets you in the door. If you're not, here's what I want you to do. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com and use my name, Andy. That's going to give you a discount on any package, $97 off, Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps. Essentially makes the general admission free. So you as a member, if you've joined, if you go to the Financial Freedom Seminar, do the 2-day, you're a member now. That gets you in general admin as well. So I don't know, pick one, pick the other, do one or even both. But get out there, get involved, and get those light bulbs going off above your head. And one thing you're going to learn, here's another big aha moment for a lot of people that do start down this path. They project. They think about it. They sit down with a mentor, look at the capital they're beginning with, decide on single family or multifamily or maybe a mix of both, and then they start down that path. And they're thinking, I don't know, X number of years into the future, I can achieve that financial freedom that I keep hearing about. But a big aha moment is that real estate retirement comes far faster than you might expect. Now, we see members, you know, retire in 5 years or less, but we see people do it much faster. Often very much faster. And again, that can be by purchasing and investing in single family houses, which, again, that's how my wife and I got started. That's how Del Walmsley got started 30 plus years ago, or going straight into multifamily, like so many of our members do, and do very, very successfully. Real estate retired. You can get there far faster than you might think. That has been a big aha moment for us. My wife, she was working in a job she hated. She looked up one day and said, I got to get out of here. We looked at the books and we said, you know what? We've already exceeded your income. Get out of there. And she did. You are real estate retired. You are financially free when one of two things occurs. Either you meet or you're exceeding your monthly expenses with that passive income from your real estate investments, or you've met or exceeded the income from that job. Ideally, the income from your job already exceeds your expenses. We know in America, maybe that's not always the case. Sometimes they're at parity. Sometimes they don't match at all. But once you've met and exceeded one or both of those, you are financially free. If you don't like what's going on at the job, like my wife did not like what was going on at the job, you can give your notice and get the heck out of there. That's financial freedom. Now, another big aha moment has to do with freedom. Now, again, there's your financial freedom. That, you know, that real estate retirement, you've bought back your time. You now have the time to do what you want. Go teach your son how to swing. So he has that aha moment I mentioned at the opening of the show. But as a real estate investor, you determine the course that you want to take with your investment. What is it you want to invest in? And where do you want to invest? We say it all the time here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Live where you want, invest where you want. So you're free to decide. It's your business. You're free to decide if you want to invest in single family or multifamily, or both. And do you want to be more hands-on? You know, that DIY landlord, that do-it-yourself rental owner with single family, perhaps, or maybe a lead investor in apartments, or do you want to be more passive? You know, hire a property manager, hand off that portfolio, or invest as a passive investor from the outset in multifamily. You're free to decide. And that's eye-opening for a lot of people. You are the boss here. This is your business. You choose. You decide if you invest here in Texas, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, all great markets, or somewhere else in the South. David Fisher's out in Phoenix, Arizona today. Maybe you're investing over in Georgia, where we also have a realty team. Sunbelt markets are performing really well. We'll continue this conversation when we come back. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. And if you've got any questions, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And just again, quickly, a reminder, we're talking today about aha moments. And one aha moment I want you to experience is how easy it is to at least file to have that protest on your personal residence, your rental property, whatever property you have. The appraisal district has probably taken it up this year. Go protest that. It starts by filing first and foremost. And the deadline for a lot of counties is tomorrow. So get that done. You can do that. You can do that online. And we're talking about those aha moments. I mentioned a few already. A lot of aha moments for investors that I know come when they go to the two-day financial freedom seminar. They're learning about single family, have a lot of eye openers there. Management, leasing, rehab, all of those things that we do around single family investing. And then they shift to day two, which is where we get into apartment investing, and the light bulbs really start going off. The aha moments are just really just everywhere. You know, people go in typically thinking about single family and come out just dominated by multifamily. I got to get in as a passive investor, or maybe I want to become a lead investor. And along with this investing that we're doing, last segment, we were talking about the freedom that comes with our investing. Of course, there's that financial freedom, right? We achieve real estate retirement by way of our passive income. But we also have the freedom to build the business how we see fit. Invest in what I want to invest in, whether that's single family, multifamily, a certain part of town, a certain type of house. I choose that. I'm free to decide. And for me, a big aha moment was just the fact that, hey, I am a business owner now. I can take this in whichever direction I want to go with it. And now we're shifting into apartments. So you're free to decide in which asset class you invest, where that asset is located. And then here it comes. There's that freedom that comes along with controlling, owning those cash flowing assets. Of course, you know the five ways we make money with our houses. We enjoy that rent, right? We get the gross rent, we pay the fixed costs, and we pocket that net rent at the end of the day, $400-$500 on average around here in Texas. We enjoy the rent. We enjoy the equity capture because we're buying at a discount. We are fixing up that property, and there's an equity buffer that we've built into that if we're buying right. And we enjoy the equity that we're building two ways: as the residents, number one, as the residents pay down that mortgage for us every month, and through appreciation. And we all know we've seen a lot of appreciation lately. That's what's pushing up those values on the tax rolls. Speaking of taxes, the tax advantages are huge as well. You could do a whole show just on the tax advantages. But on top of that, those five ways that we make money, This was an aha moment for me. You can create massive cash flow events just from those single family houses. And we see it in apartments as well, of course, by either selling that asset. You've got that equity that you've built up, sell it, dispose of it, roll it into the next asset or assets, or do a cash out refinance. And that's what we've been doing over the past year and a half, is just cashing out that equity so that we can get into the next set of assets, into apartments. That gives you a tremendous amount of freedom. I did not understand the magnitude until I was a few years in and really started to see what was going on there. We talk about those five ways that we make money, but boy, as you add more and more assets to your portfolio, they all start to move in tandem, and they all start to move together faster. And then we're able to start tapping into that equity to grow even more. That's that snowball. That aha moment really started to come a few years in as we added more houses. And speaking of which, that was an eye-opener as well. You might think one house is easy to manage, two houses a little more difficult, three is even more difficult, four is harder, five is more difficult than that. Don't even talk about 6 or 10 or 20. But an eye-opener for me as well, and for other members that I've spoken with, is that more houses are actually easier to manage than fewer. Seems counterintuitive. You know, the first house we bought, we fixed it up. We put a home warranty into place. We thought, well, if something breaks, well, we got that insurance, quote-unquote, to cover whatever that may be. Now, if you think about it, as you add more houses, you add more home warranties, it gets a little pricey. We stopped doing that. Once you get, I think it was about house number 4 or 5, we figured out we're getting enough cash flow out of this portfolio. If an air conditioner goes down, we covered out of the cash for that month, we're good. Of course, those sort of maintenance issues are infrequent because we follow a good model, which is the Lifestyles Unlimited model of best product, best price, meaning we get that asset that needs work, we go in there, we fix everything up that might break in the next 3 to 5 years, and we don't have maintenance issues. Best product, best price means go in and renovate. Put the best product on the market, and when you do it at the best price, by the way, you get the best people in there. That was an eye-opener for me as well, is how fast we get our leases, where we lease up those properties when we do have a vacancy. So more houses is in fact easier than fewer. Now, when you think about economies of scale, you're typically, and this comes out of that two-day seminar, when you get into the apartments on day two, you talk about economies of scale, because you really have economies of scale when you go from, say, a 10-unit complex to a 50 to a 100 to a 200-unit complex, because now you got maybe a handful of roofs, handful of buildings. All your air conditioners are on one site. You have buying power. You have a maintenance staff. That's already economies of scale right there. You have a leasing team, probably have a leasing office. So you're really enjoying those economies of scale, but we really do see that on the single family side as well. And in fact, I did an interview back in February 21st, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com and catch our archives there with an investor named Matthew. And I've been following Matthew for years since I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I met him at a single family road trips, and he started like me in single family. And he grew his portfolio, and then he shifted radically into apartments. I believe he's in 3 or 4 deals now as a lead investor. And we talked on that show, again, that was February 21st, and he stated as well, it's counterintuitive, but the more houses you get, the easier it is to manage. It's easier to have that conversation with the AC guy because he knows you're coming to him with a broad portfolio. They like that. Another thing we talked about, Matthew and I, is that real estate is very forgiving. And that has been an aha moment as well. I have to think back. House number 4. My wife and I, we've always called it our learning house. We made a lot of mistakes. We misjudged a few of the rehab items we needed. This was back in 2014. And above all, We want to buy right when we go into a deal. We want to be numbers driven. And at Lifestyles Unlimited with the mentoring team, you learn how to do that. But I got emotional, quite frankly, because this was in my stomping grounds where I grew up. I got to have that house because that's my neighborhood where I grew up. And I paid more than I should have. We got out just with a smidge of equity when everything was done, when we got to the refinance finish line at the end of the full process. But fast forward, that was 2014. Real estate is very forgiving. We built up significant equity in that time. We've had the same resident in place for 7 years. We follow the motto, best product, best price. So we haven't had a lot of maintenance issues. We've kept all of that cash flow from month to month, year to year. Few repairs in that time. Rents are up significantly as well. So we just pulled a ton of cash out of that house late last year, reset the loan to a 2.99% interest rate. Now, you're not going to get that right now. We talked last week on the show about inflation. Inflation's up. We were talking at the time about 1.7% as of February. Well, what did we hear just last week? 4.2%. Oh, ouch. What did the stock market do? Crashed and then reinflated. What's going to happen next month? I don't know. But lenders are seeing that inflation, and they're going to start easing those rates up. But we did lock that fixed rate in for 30 years. Speaking of inflation, what a great inflation hedge. So again, real estate is very forgiving. In my case, I paid too much on that house, but it's turned out to be a wonderful, wonderful deal. Occasionally, we've gone a little bit over on the budget of our rehab. You go $1,000 over, big deal. You're going to make that up in the first couple of months of cash flow. Just get the deal, get the asset under control. And a few years down the line, you're going to be surprised. You're going to have that same aha moment that I had when it comes to that equity, cashing out or selling and getting into more deals. It doesn't have to be perfect, but get into that asset and get it working. And as I mentioned a minute ago, boy, big aha moment. A lot of people go into this business or maybe start to explore it. They come to the 2-day, they sit in the first day talking about single family houses, and they're scared. They're going to buy a house. They're going to fix it up, put this money into the rehab, and it won't lease. You know, our very first house in 2012, we started the marketing during rehab and found great residents before the house was even finished. They stayed with us for 5+ years until they moved out of town for a job. It went very, very fast. And that's not to speak about today's market. Things are going even faster. Put a house on the market last week. It was leased within a week. And speaking of many houses, more houses are easier to manage than fewer. All of those candidates, all of those applicants that said, I want to move into this house. Well, I'm sorry, it's been leased. But guess what? I've got this one over here. Family bought a house. We're going to have it available mid-June. More houses is, in fact, easier than fewer. So a lot of aha moments out there. I could go into hard money. Hard money is not hard at all, by the way. People are scared. They're the 14% interest rate, 12% I think it is nowadays, 14 when I started, not a big deal. You're getting into that asset. You're getting it fixed up. You're getting out of that hard money loan and into that long-term fixed rate financing as a great inflation hedge, like we said. It's not hard at all. That's something you'll talk about at that 2-day. So again, go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. Use the promo code SAVEBIG to register for big discounts. And go check out wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com to learn more about that event coming up here in Irving in Dallas-Fort Worth, Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. Promo code my name, ANDY, all caps, for a discount as well. I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.